Why don't we start with our opening hymn, which is hymn number 91, Our Faithful Guide. I'm going to share a screen for the manna on November 21st and ask Brother Scott Simon if he'd read it for us.
My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. James 1:2. All wish frequently, no doubt, that the testings were all over and that we were accepted to place amongst the overcomers. But patience and faith and trust are to do a refining work in our hearts, making us mellow, willing, and obedient to the Lord. Let the good work go on. Let us rejoice if our trials have brought us lessons of any kind that are profitable to us, that have tended to make us stronger in character, more firm for truth and righteousness, more aware of our own weakness, and more on guard against the same. Even those conflicts which have resulted in only partial victories have possibly been to our advantage. Even on points in which there may have been absolute failure, the result may be a strengthening of character, a crystallization of determination for greater zeal in that direction again, and a humility of heart before the Lord in prayer. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. James 1:2.
So this is a scripture, and the words that were from the reprint tell us that we should always rejoice if our trials have brought us lessons of any kind that are profitable to us. We should always seek out what the lesson is when we have trials, so that we can focus on what things we need to improve upon. As the author says at the end, the results may be a strengthening of character, a crystallization of determination for greater zeal. So those are the things we should always seek out when we see have trials. And with that, I'm going to put up the morning resolve and ask Brother Tom Adams if he would read that for us.
Very good. Thank you. My morning resolve, my earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High, our Father. Remembering the divine call is, gather my saints unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Psalms 50, verse 5. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interest, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, to the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to the divine care and providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, to repel all discontent, and to repel all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
And this is a very good thing to remember in the morning. It has simple statements in it. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all, something we should always be doing. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. Again, something always we should do. And I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. We should always watch our words, and we should always be careful to honor the Lord. And I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and to all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Four very good things that we should always seek to do, not only in the morning, but every day. And therefore, starting the day off with that resolution is something that you can keep your mind focused with. And I did not pick a closing hymn to the devotional because I was going to just use the speaker's hymn. And it is hymn number 217, but it is only the first verse. And Brother David has, for his title,